WITFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you encouraged. Let him know that you encouraged. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but
no matter what's going on,
somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
But you gotta stay strong.
It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey,
no matter what's going on,
no matter what's going on,
he'll make it all right.
Said it in his
but
word.
You gotta stay strong.
Just the test of your faith. So stand strong, and dry your weeping eyes. 'Cause joy comes in the morning, and everything is gonna be alright.
Sister,
yes.
Oh,
my brother,
oh, oh, oh. church, but I want to put a little new school on it. Here we go.
I don't know what you come to do. 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 You and you and you and you. You and you and you and you.
gospel in three states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel. K-A-Y-T FM.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Somebody need the Lord to do something for them, and they need it done right now. Praise God. Amen. I'm still feasting from that homegoing celebration. And I've continued to ask the Lord to be with the Barque family and all of those families who had the opportunity to make their final statements to loved ones who went on home to be with the Lord. Amen. In the book of Matthew, chapter 27, run verse 54. Now, when the centurion and they that were with him watching Jesus saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this was the Son of God. You may be seated. I just want to talk about the confession of Jesus as the Son of God. You see, our text today comes to us at a time after the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For he had already been betrayed by Judas. He had already stood before Pontius Pilate. Pilate, at the request of the religious leaders and the crowd, had already released a notorious criminal by the name of Barabbas. The Roman soldiers had already stripped Jesus of his clothes, whipped him with a cat of a nine-tail whip, plaited a crown of thorns and put it upon his head. They put a reed in his right hand, praise God, and had mocked him. They led him up a hill called Calvary. They had already nailed him to the cross, placed the cross between two thieves, and as he hung on the cross from the sixth hour, 12 o'clock noon, until the ninth hour, praise God, on that cross, darkness covered the whole earth. He had already cried out, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
I just can't leave
morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast